Hey, it's Rob and Kennedy.
Hello, today on the Email Marketing Show, we're talking about six things you didn't know your email marketing platform could do.
Now, this one is going to stir up some debate and questions and excitement. So come and hang out in our free Facebook group. It's called the Email Marketing Show Community, and we created it specifically as a cool spin-off to bring people together from this podcast who love email marketing, who want to do a better job of it, who love their business, love being small business owners, etc. So all you have to do to join that free group is just go to Facebook and search for the Email Marketing Show Community. Request to join. We'll get you approved. Double quick. And then you can start hanging out and having these amazing conversations, ask questions and stuff about how this applies to your business. That's the Email Marketing Show Community.
He weed on his stepmom's arm when he saw a mouse. It's comedy hypnotist Robert Temple.
He wore the same aftershave for 19 years until very recently. It's psychological... Well, he doesn't wear any at all, and I wish he would. It's psychological mind reader, Kennedy. Robin Kennedy
can get okay, How I've got to ask the obvious question. How old were you when you pissed on your stepmom's arm?
Probably 50. No, I was probably like 4. And we went to Disneyland.
Why was there a mouse?
We went to Disneyland in Paris, and we were queuing for Mickey Mouse. And the queues are enormous, and as you know. And I was being held, and I needed the loo, and I just went. To you.
Wow.
Older than I should have been, but like...
So it wasn't out of excitement or anything like that?
No, just desperation.
It was out of needing the toilet.
But I used a bit of clickbait in the fact, you see.
You did. It was very lad Bible of you.
So you recently bought some extortionate, like the Lamborghini of aftershaves, didn't you? Like, it wasn't the Lamborghini one, but like...
I did. Well, see, what happened was I wore the same aftershave for 19 years, because it was one of those things where I thought, I don't want to have to think about this, as it was a choice I wanted to remove, like, what colour shirt shall I wear? I don't need to think about that, because it's white.
It was the toilet one, wasn't it?
Toilet duck aftershave.
Loaded toilet duck.
The nozzle, it would be quite good, wouldn't it? For like, it would be a good deodorant, like, little thing, wouldn't
people,
it? Toilet
you know
duck, like the little hooky end.
Three little balls in a plastic thing people hang under the rim of the toilet. People like start rubbing that on. There we go.
You could just get one of those and hang it over your arm. You have one under each armpit and then never need to change your shirt again.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, so so after 19 years, I thought, I quite like the smell of, I saw an advert on TV for one of the Mont Blanc ones. I think Mont Blanc Explorer. I thought, I'll try that. And I went in the shop and I smelled it. I was like, that's good. And then it started me on this new thing I've got, which is I really like different aftershaves. So yeah, when we were flying to Orlando, I think it was the thing we were flying to Vegas. I can't remember which one it was. And I thought, there's a really fancy aftershave. And it'll be a bit cheaper in the airport. So I'll go and get that. So I went and bought a bottle of Creed there.
See, I can't be
a
connoisseur of things like that or wine. Like, you know, people who drink wine. I love wine, but people who drink wine and go, it's got a sort of musky, dry floral hue. I'm like, it hasn't. It tastes of fucking wine. You're doing the same thing with aftershave now.
Yeah. You're like, it smells of toilet duck.
Not drinking it. That's different.
That's a different thing. Hello, we're a stage hypnotist and a psychological mind reader turned email marketing geeks who give course creators, coaches, and membership site owners everything that you need to use psychology-driven email marketing to be the email marketing hero of your business. That means you make more sales more predictably in less time with a brand new episode every Email Marketing Wednesday. Make sure you hit the subscribe button on your podcast player. We're doing a brand new episode every Wednesday. We don't want you to miss it.
Exactly. I want to give a big shout out before we dive into the content, which I promise is right around the corner, to tell you about Emily from Emily's Notebook. She's a member of the league. She's been using email since she joined. She teaches like artists to sketch and stuff like that. It's really, really lovely to see the artwork, because I've got no artistic ability at all. The artistic ability of a teapot. And honestly, you could draw around the bottom of a teapot and do a nice circle. I can't even do that. So I've got less artistic ability than a teapot. Anyway, Emily's doing some great stuff. And she sent out, I think it was a 4 email campaign. It was like a handful of emails anyway, maybe 6 emails, less than 10 emails. Sort of by And this is really interesting. By putting together different ideas from the league, so bits of this and bits of that, to make our own sort of magic, because it's a real thing with the league. We want to give people campaigns, but also teach them how to use them to create their own too. Anyway, she made like $8,000 in sales from that handful of emails she sent out, which is flipping amazing. So big up for Emily.
Love it. Love it. Well done, Emily. Keep going. It's just inspiring to see people like just taking action and getting a great, great results. And especially when it's good people like Emily as well. So there are some things with our email marketing platform that we'd just love it to actually be able to do. And we know that some of those things sound complicated. They sound like things only massive companies with entire departments that do email marketing and coders and stuff like that. And even some of the stuff that we talk about sometimes sounds like it might be impossible. And so what we decided to do a little while ago now, maybe 8 months ago, maybe something like that, we let our imaginations just run wild and say, well, wouldn't it be good if, would we get better results if we could do this one thing? Would we know what's working better in our business if we could do this thing? And that means we could just focus on doing more of what is working. So what we sort of let our minds go crazy with, what would be cool if our email marketing platform could do it? And then started backtracking and reverse engineering how we could actually make them happen.
Yes. Now, we haven't started a new email marketing platform for years now. People have said, oh, Robin Kennedy will have an email marketing platform soon. That is definitely not a pond that we want to go swimming in. So they will not be doing that. Nor have we started a new software business either. We've already got one called Response Suite, and it's lovely. But all of the things we've talked about are possible using a tool we've created called Automate Hero. But again, like I said, we didn't want another software business. So the tool is free. It's included and only available for members of the league. It's not on sale elsewhere. The way you get it is just by joining the league. It's included. We didn't need another flipping sales page to go and build. So that's why that's there, even though we could have sold it for a lot of money and made a lot of money. Instead, it's just included in the league because we want league members to be able to do all of the stuff that we're able to do. So there are six things that are technically, physically possible with your email marketing platform. They just need something sort of plugged in that can extend their capabilities to make this magic possible. And when I describe some of the things we're going to talk about, you will say, holy shit, surely not, or words to that effect. And and you're going to be amazed.
Good golly gosh.
So let's begin with the first one, which is really important. And it's something that we do and look at. So we're running it all the time and we're looking at it like every month in a couple of different places.
And this is the kind of thing, Rob, that, just to tease people a bit more and just extend the tease, the open loop here, is this is the kind of thing that makes the difference between you losing a bunch of money in your business and making lots right. of money. Without this in place, it's impossible. I think it's impossible to truly make good profit in your business.
And we'll tell you what it is next week on the email marketing. No, we'll tell you now.
The email
So let me tell you what it is. It's basically gives you the ability to track inside your email marketing platform, hard-coded, no pixels or any of the cookies or any of the stuff that can go wrong. You know how inaccurate Facebook ad tracking has become recently, even if you spend thousands of dollars on these enormous platforms that I won't name that do magic, so supposedly magical tracking. It's still not very accurate and it still gets stuff wrong and it's still not that easy to use. This is something you can install in like 10 minutes once and have it running forever. And basically what this does is it will track where every single subscriber comes from originally, like what, how did they find you in the first place? And then also when they became a customer, what caused them to buy from you? So for example, let's imagine that you're listening to this podcast now and at some point we tell you that you can go and join, get a free lead magnet. We will send you to a link, you'll go to the landing page, you'll put your name and email address in. We at that point will hard code your email marketing platform, your record in our email marketing platform, saying that you came from the podcast and that you opted in via that lead magnet. So now we know you came from this podcast to that lead magnet. And then let's say in a month from now, you click on a link in an email and join the league, we'll also store that information. And so inside the email marketing platform, for you specifically, insert first name here, right? You specifically, can you imagine if you could merge listeners' first names into podcast episodes? That would be flipping amazing.
You can, isn't that right, Harold? We've got fucking loads
Somebody's
of Harolds listening.
Aren't they? One Harold sat there going, fucking hell, how did they do that? Anyway, yeah, you, right there, we could look you up in our email marketing platform and we can see where you came from originally and what made you join the league. But, and more powerfully than this is the bit we do every month, is we have a spreadsheet where we just put all that information so we can have a look at it on at scale and go, oh, wow, in the last 90 days, 60 days, 30 days, whatever time ranges you want to do, we had 100 people, 102 people opted in as a result of our podcast, 36 people came from Instagram, 100 people came from this Facebook ad. Like, you can get it down to this Facebook ad versus that Facebook ad. So you can really see which one's working, not just based on what pixels say with numbers, which is, isn't it nothing more annoying when you run a Facebook ad and this ad says it's put 3 people in, this ad says it's put 7 people in, then you look in your email marketing platform and there's 15 and you go, well, that doesn't even add up. So I don't know which ad, I do know my ads are tracking it wrong and I don't know which ones are wrong by what amount. I don't know which ads to, like, I don't know which ads to scale. I don't know which ads are actually working because the data is just wrong. It's clearly wrong. There's more people with email addresses in my platform than who've come through, seem to have come through ads, than there are in the ads reporting platform. So this means that even if somebody takes years to become a customer, you can look it up and know definitively where they came from in the first place. And so that means that you can always do more of what works and stop doing the stuff that doesn't. We have currently stopped posting on Instagram other than every now and then Kennedy or I will have a thing and go, oh, Instagram, and we'll do an Instagram story. But like, we've stopped our Instagram strategy at the back end of 2022 because when we looked at the data, it just wasn't bringing in enough subscribers who then went on to be customers. It was bringing in some subscribers, but those subscribers weren't the ones who were at scale. It was something like a bit less than 1% of our customers, league members, came from Instagram. So we were putting a lot of time and money and effort and thought into building this Instagram thing, and it wasn't working and we weren't enjoying it. So rather than trying to figure out, okay, how do we make it work, which is the alternative, you can go, it's currently not performing as I'd like it to, but I believe it can, I'd like to fix it. That's okay too. We just went, it's not worth the time and effort and interest, let's pull it, and we'll go and put that time and effort and money somewhere else. So this gives you this hard-coded in your email platform, every single subscriber, where they came from originally and how they became a customer. And that means you can always do more of what works to attract more of the right subscribers and to scale more of the marketing processes that are working too.
It's massive, you know, and like I said, I think making sales today when people don't buy in a linear way, this is critical. Business critical stuff for growing a business. The next thing, the second thing we're going to actually, let's pick up the pace a little bit, I think. We're going to, on the second one here is basically about making it so that you can make more sales by sending people to the right offers that you want them to see and avoiding things they've already bought. You might be thinking, well, obviously, I'm going to do that by segmenting with my email list, but imagine this instead. Imagine someone goes to your lead magnet page now. They've just heard about your lead magnet page and they opt in. They put the name and email address in. And now on the next page, they see an offer and they might want to buy it. Some people who've maybe been in your world before might have already bought that offer. They might have already bought that service, that product, or had one of those sales calls. For that person who's seeing the offer they've already bought, that's a wasted opportunity. It's two wasted opportunities. The first wasted opportunity is, one, yes, you could offer them something else that they haven't bought yet. And secondly, it actually causes them to disengage a little bit, thinking, oh, is that all you've got? Right? We don't want to do that. So within this suite of tools, this Automate Hero, we've built this technology called Redirect Hero. And what it allows you to do is have it so that when somebody joins your email list, on that moment, like in lightning speed, it goes over to your email platform and it says, has this person already got this thing? It'll check like their tags or their lists or whatever, you know, however you want it to do it. And if they have, it will route them to a different thank you page, to a different next page based on what they have and haven't got. And that means you get to show less irrelevant offers to people and show more relevant offers to people. So, for example, we might have an opt-in that sends people into the league, but if they're already a member of the league, it's going to send them to something that they don't have inside of the league. What does that mean? Every single time we have someone sign up for an email list, a wait list, an early bird list, whatever, we can dynamically, on the fly, automatically increase how much someone spends with us. And if we're increasing how much someone spends with us, we have a more profitable business, and also we can spend more on acquiring new subscribers coming in the front end. So we're dynamically redirecting people to a place that they can spend more money or have the most relevant thing. It might not just be a purchase. It might be depending on what they have in their contact record in your email system. You might show them a different thing based on what you understand about them, because maybe you know they're a certain size business or they're doing a certain kind of thing. Okay, so redirecting people based on what they have seen, what they have got, and what they haven't got. It's totally possible.
The third one is to create evergreen launch-like urgency for every subscriber, no matter when they join your email list. So we know that the minute you put a countdown timer on a page, or the minute you say there are only 15 of these available, suddenly that thing becomes much more, not desirable, but much more prioritized and much more immediately desirable. And that's really important for getting people to jump down off the fence, get the spelks out of their ass, and buy. And so this is really, really important. But the problem is it's always been hard or impossible to do on a sort of evergreen perpetual basis, right? Because let's imagine you've got Derek, Trevor, and Sally join your email list today. It sounds like the start of like a school maths exam question, doesn't it? And they've got 15 buttons each. How many buttons of Derek, Trevor, and Sally? Anyway, so Derek, Trevor...
What's Sally's first name?
Derek, Trevor, and Sally join your list today, and then Sheila and Margaret join your list next week. You want them to be able to go through the same sets of offers. You don't want them to just miss your launch that you've closed down. So this helps you to take the best launch you've ever done and kind of make it on, put it on evergreen. So every single day, we've got subscribers joining our list and going through email campaigns where they're being made special offers that have countdown timers or whatever on them. And then those are counting down to their own specific end date and time. So this offer ends on Tuesday at 10 p.m., but everyone's got their own. So if somebody joins today, they go through a sequence, they get their countdown timer. Somebody joins the following week, they go through the same sequence, but they've got their own countdown timer that's specific to them. And so what this means is we're turning new subscribers into customers literally every single day. I think every single day without failure, we're turning new subscribers into customers because we've got this evergreen launch-like urgency, and it can't be skipped. It's for the first time in history, this is completely unskippable. They can't literally somebody could take their computer, throw it out of the window, jump on a plane, fly to the other side of the world, go to the shop, buy a new computer, connect to a different IP address, clear all the cookies on a new computer, and this and type in the
put on a different pair of specs and a fake mustache.
Type in can you imagine if it worked on Face ID? That would be really funny.
Yeah, imagine.
Iris recognition. They can type in the URL of the sales page and they still can't get to the offer. Then they'll go to their inbox, they'll click on a link, they'll go straight over, and again they'll be within their same countdown timer. If it's expired, it's expired. There's no way around this.
And this is it just basically does not rely on cookies, which are old fashioned and completely unreliable. Yeah. Cookies are the same technology that are failing to do all the sales tracking we're talking about at the first point of this. Like, that technology is no longer reliable.
So this is an incredible way, again, to take, like, in our email engine, which has like six campaigns in it, I think three or four of them have this built into it, and that's one of the things that makes it so successful. So this technology's never been available before. The closest thing to it is thousands of dollars a year to be able to use, but this is built into this suite of tools included in the league.
Yeah. Having evergreen urgency in your funnels and in your email system is a way of just driving excited sales the same way you do every time you do a discount. You know what it's like. You know how busy it is. You know how crazy it goes. The next one is to target your most interested subscribers with direct sales campaigns for the thing they've been looking at, right? So imagine it's the equivalent of you going to a shop and you start picking up. I was looking at a new fancy those digital watch things. What they called a smartwatch, the Samsung one, right? And I was standing there. I was looking at it. I was sort of holding it up and I was having a look at it because I'm paying a lot of attention to the watch. It wasn't long before a sales assistant came over and started telling me about the different options and how they can help me and help me buy it. We want to have the digital, totally hands-off, automated version of that, and that is, in our case, we've set this up so that if somebody goes from any of our emails and they click a link to go and look at the league sales page for our membership, and they do that three times within just 60 days, It takes them out of whatever they're in right now, whatever email sequence they happen to be in, and puts them into a follow-up sequence designed specifically to sell them that at the very moment that they're most interested. In fact, we heard a story of somebody just, was it yesterday, the day before, Rob? I think it was Monday, where this actually worked. Can you remember the details of it?
Yeah, so we basically have a campaign that picks out our most highly engaged people, and we figure that out by a cocktail of different things, like this, like, you know, what, how much of the page they've seen, like we're talking about here, how many times they've looked at the page, stuff like that. We've got this cocktail of things. And we put people into a campaign called the Tell Me More campaign, which is also inside the league, and it's 6 emails over 6 days, and one of those emails has a bribe in it where they can get, it's a stupid bribe, it's not like a big course, it's, we'll send you a bar of chocolate if you join today, or a pizza, or, you know, something like that. It's dead simple, where they just get in touch and go, oh, I'll have a pepperoni chocolate bar, please, and we'll send them one. And yes. So see what I did there?
Hawaiian. And, very, very funny.
And sometimes people who come in through this, they don't get to the Tell Me More campaign inside the league for a while, so they don't know that that's what it was that converted them, because most people in campaigns don't know they're in a specific campaign. They just know they're receiving emails. Anyway, this lady has since gone on and joined our accelerator program. And we're on a call the other day, and she said, I joined the league. It was just in conversation. She said, I joined the league from an email that offered me chocolate. I didn't want the chocolate. I didn't claim the chocolate. I just joined because I knew that I wanted to be a member of the league. I knew that now was the right time for me to join. And she has no idea, until she listens to this, if she remembers it was her, she has no idea that what she was saying there, but Kennedy and I both picked up on it and had a little smile and then chatted about it afterwards, is true, right? She knew that now was the right time for her to join the league, and so did we. That's why she'd been pulled out of our other marketing and put into this very specific conversion campaign, because she had triggered all the right little boxes for us to say this person's at the point of making a decision.
And that's what this piece of technology, we call it Click Count Hero. It's basically, it will count how many times someone clicks to go to a certain offer. So maybe your membership, maybe your core thing. And if they do that X number of times that you can specify, in X number of days that you can specify, so for us, 3 times in 60 days, and it's a rolling 60 days, then we know that person's red hot. They really care about it. The first time they clicked, they were just checking it out. The second time they clicked, they're probably just reminding themselves of what it is. The third time, they're a lot higher intent, right? So that's the point at which we're going to follow up with them. And that makes it much more like a virtual automated version of going into the store and picking up the smartwatch and spending time with it. That's when the sales assistant can come in and say, hey, it looks like you're interested in that thing. Can I help? Can I make the offer better for you? And can I really get you over the line to make that purchase happen? Again, totally
and again,
possible.
It's easy. It's all really running easy. On total autopilot. It's just happening all the time. It
doesn't do
change. You set it up once in 10 minutes and it doesn't change your daily routine at all. The next one, and again, I sort of hinted at this, but it works directly with that one, that with what Kennedy just talked about, is to be able to follow up differently with people who've seen specific elements of your offer and your sales page. So for example, one of the downsides of a sales page, just being frank about it, is that there are different habits. For example, some people land on a page, they scroll all the way to the bottom to see what the price is, then they scroll back to the top if it's palatable, and then they work through it in the order that they fancy. So other people will have totally different buying behaviors or browsing behaviors to that. And so what we want to be able to do is make sure that we talk to different people in different ways depending on what they have seen. So for example, if somebody's never seen the price, then you might want to talk to them differently from somebody who has. If somebody's never seen the bonuses, then you might want to treat them differently from somebody who has. For example, if somebody has scrolled down your sales page and they've seen the bit where the bonuses are, or they've seen how much it is, then your next set of emails could talk directly about what the bonuses are and how much it is. Whereas if they don't appear to have done that and they haven't made it past the headline, then you might want to talk to them a bit more blindly about getting them to go and watch the read the headline. And so we created something called Page Hero, which is a single thing that you just put on your page. It's totally invisible. It takes less than this. Copy and paste it onto your page. And the minute it's there, it will track every single subscriber when they click on a link in an email and head over to that page, or when they opt in for your email list and go to a sales page. It will track the percentage scroll of the website. So have they scrolled past 10%, 20%, 30%? And it's easy to look and figure out, okay, my call to action is in this section. That's 50%. I'll wait for that to happen. So that you can do that. Or you can do based on time on page. So if somebody has your page open for 10 minutes in their browser window, that person's in a much more place of consideration, even if what they've done is Kennedy's buying behavior, which is to open the page and leave it there for a bit because they're thinking about it or they want to go and get their wallet or something, which again means if they now at that point don't buy, so they click on a link in an email, they spend 10 minutes on the page and then they still don't buy like 2 or 3 hours later, that person is a really good prospect for you to follow up with because they actually left the tab open. And people tend to only leave tabs open on stuff that they want to refer back to because we know that, you know, tab overwhelm is a thing, right? You've all I'm not one, but Kennedy is and other people are, got a million tabs open on their Chrome browser or their Firefox browser. People only keep stuff open because they're planning to go back to it. So if somebody has a tab open for an extended period of time, and again, that tells you a lot about A, their buying behavior, and B, their level of interest and their level of intent with your particular product.
I mean, imagine someone's got your sales page open and it's more than 3 days. Smashing time to email them and with a special offer to really say, bring this to the top of your priority list. That's what countdown timers do. That's what that automated countdown timer, that's part of this suite of tools, does, is it moves things from someday right to the very top of someone's priority list.
We were in Florida a few months ago, and we were watching, we looked at an Uber, and the Uber price was something like $40 or $50 for something that shouldn't have been $40 or $50. So we thought, oh, well, we'll switch to their competitor. We'll look it up on Lyft. And I didn't have a Lyft account or hadn't downloaded the app. So I started downloading Lyft. And as I was doing that, almost like they knew I was downloading a competitor's app, a notification came in within minutes from Uber saying the price has just been slashed. It's now only $22. Now, of course, the Uber prices are dynamic and they do go up and down. But the chance of it going down by over half in less than 2 minutes is slim. So our guess would be they've noticed that I've looked up a journey. That means I probably have intent. And then I've left. And then they've immediately swung in and said, actually, we can do this for less money if you go and buy it now. And it stopped me downloading Lyft. I made it for the rest of the trip without downloading Lyft. So they saved me going somewhere else. So again.
And to think that we can do that, like they're a massive company with mega tech budgets, and we can have that same effect on our subscribers. And it is simple and it's automated. Like when we say we're doing it, we're not doing anything, man. Like that's the case, isn't it? Like all this stuff's happening. And then finally, and then we're going to tell you some really cool other stuff actually as well. But the big main final one of these tools that's in this toolkit we call Automate Hero is about increasing the consumption of your sales videos and your content, right? So we call this one Video Hero. Basically, you can tag somebody in your email platform based on how many minutes, exact minutes and seconds, they've watched of your sales video. So in the similar way to what Rob was just talking about your sales page, you could target people with a bunch of emails if they've seen the price of your offer. But other things you can do. So for example, if you're the person's clicked to go and have a look at the page, but they've not even really watched much of your video, maybe they've watched the first 3 or 4 or 5 seconds, you could send them a bunch of emails which remind them to, hey, go watch that video. I know you started watching the video, but yeah, you haven't really got really started in it. There's some really good stuff I think you're going to enjoy. Then you could change the emails if they've watched some of it but not completed it, right? And again, if they have watched past the call to action, the point at which you make the offer, reveal the price, give the bonuses or whatever it's going to be, you could again drop a bunch of different emails which say, hey, I know you've seen the price, you know how great it is. If they've seen the price but not seen the bonuses, your emails could say, hey, by the way, I noticed that you're looking at investing in our $10,000 program, just wanted to make sure that you saw that we're also including these bonuses and take care of people that way. So you want to make sure that depending on how much of your videos they're consuming, you follow up with people differently to push the consumption. And you can even do that with your content videos. Imagine if you want to get lots of views on a certain video. You take that YouTube video, stick it on one of your own pages, add this tool to the page, literally just paste a bit of stuff on the page. It's dead simple, nothing technical. Promise you, copying and pasting. If you can do that, you can do this. Then you can get people to consume that. And what does that do for you? It gets more viewership of that video. Absolutely massive things. You can look at all these things. They sound either impossible or at least they sound very technical, and we know that. And that's why we tasked our software developer Colin with Making It Simple. This has to be someone who can use Microsoft Word or Pages on a Mac and Facebook. If they can use those two things, basically means they can type, they can copy, they can paste and select like stuff from drop-down menus. That's all they're allowed to do. They're not allowed to do any clever thinking, no coding, nothing like that at all. And they have to be able to use their existing video players, their existing pages in their page builder, their existing email marketing platform. They have to be able to not change any of those things, right? And if you're wondering if your platform can do these things, and the truth is most platforms cannot do most of these things natively, right? That's why we built this amazing thing for our league members. And it's included free and it's exclusively inside of the membership. This is not a toolkit that will ever be available separately. As Rob said at the beginning, we don't need another sales page, another sales process, another thing to figure out how to sell. We want to make sure that as a league member, not only do you have all of the campaigns and the training and the coaching to more than double your sales with your email marketing, but now you as a league member have the software and tools to do it better, to dial in what's really working, push the consumption, do these professional level things in a really simple way so you have everything. Rob, do you want to talk about the tools and how what it integrates with?
Yeah, so
stuff?
The suite of tools is called Automate Hero, and it gives your email marketing platform these superpowers, makes it really easy by integrating with currently the following platforms: Keep, Kartra, Aweber, ActiveCampaign, ConvertKit, Drip, GetResponse, Klaviyo, MailChimp, MailerLite, MailVO, and Entrepot at the moment. So if you've heard your platform there, Keep, Kartra, Aweber, ActiveCampaign, ConvertKit, Drip, GetResponse, Klaviyo, MailChimp, MailerLite, MailVO, and Entrepot, then you are able to use this immediately and plug it in. We are, of course, making new integrations with really popular platforms, but those are the core ones that most of our customers are using.
It's absolutely amazing. Of course, the only way to get access to this entire suite of tools is included in our membership, which is over at theleaguemembership.com if you're not already a member. And for all of you who are already a member, all you need to do to log in and use these right now, it's dead simple. Like we said, we make it really simple. You go over to automatehero.io and it'll ask you to log in. You use the same login information, same email address and password as you use to log into your league members area. It's the same password. It's the same username. It's right there synced up in the background. So you just log in and start using it. All right? Awesome. Awesome stuff that you didn't even know that your email marketing platform could do if only it had these additional interfaces to be able to do it. And that's why we're super excited about it. When we first launched this to league members like 8 months ago, people went crazy. Yeah,
and whenever we've described the heroes to league members for the first time, they always say, oh, I've wanted to do this for such a long time, but I just, like, this is the stuff that people, I listened to an old school British TV broadcaster being interviewed yesterday, and he talked about when he started out in broadcasting, he would dream of being able to go anywhere without being connected or plugged into anything and stream live onto the internet, which of course now you can do with a mobile phone, but at the time was impossible. That's what we've done. We've taken a whole bunch of stuff that email marketers and course creators and membership site owners have dreamt of being able to do, haven't been able to do, and now they can.
And they can do it easily. Yeah. It's not even bloody complicated, which is amazing. Right. With all that excitement over, and also just to give you a heads up, we're in the process of building another tool, another hero that's going into this toolkit. We can't tell you what it is right now because we don't know that when we're broadcasting this, whether it'll be ready yet. So there is another tool being added to it. And again, no extra cost or anything like that. Okay, Rob, let's get this week's
subject line of the week. Subject line of the week.
So this one is, a shit start to the day, except it's the poop emoji instead of the word shit. So it's a poop emoji, start to the day, full stop. And this was a story about the fact that it's my dog's morning toilet habits. He goes out, he has his breakfast, goes out in the garden, and hopefully on a good day has a poo straight away and I can get on with my day. I don't have to worry about him going to be hounding me at the back door and ringing the little bell that says he wants to go out into the garden. And so this is a cool emoji because it sort of it has the cool emoji, cool subject line, because it has that sort of like quirky double meaning to it. When you read the email, it makes perfect sense. But actually, when you read the subject line, it's like, oh my God, what's happened? Why did Rob have a shit start to the day? That's the this week's
subject line of the week. Subject line of the week.
Oh, what a great episode. Hopefully you got you excited about the things that your email marketing platform can do. Next week, make sure you join us. Make sure you hit the subscribe button on your podcast player, because we're going to be talking to two friends of ours, Rob Marsh and Kira Hoog, who help copywriters all around the world to build amazing businesses. And they've got some smashing tips to help you improve your copywriting inside of your emails. And I think you're absolutely going to love it. So hit subscribe on your podcast player. Thanks for listening to the whole episode this week, and we'll see you then.